Good morning and welcome to the WINY Talk Show. It's time for you to be heard. The talk show welcomes everyone's calls once per hour. Dial 928-1350 and tell Northeastern Connecticut your story.
Good morning, Northeastern Connecticut, and welcome to the WINY Talk Show. I'm your host, Bob Young. Today is Wednesday, November 15th. It is fairly typical November weather, maybe a little bit chillier than usual, 36 degrees, but the sun is high, and there's not a whole lot of wind. So if you go outside, dress for it, but for this time of year, it's really not that bad a day. The sun is nice and warm. There are people in our towns, all over Connecticut, who rise to the level of institutions. And I think we have one in studio here this morning. Mr. Bob Garceau is going to join us for the first hour. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Bob.
That's okay. Believe me, I've been called worse before I got here today. You're a former host of this program. You used to fill in for Paul. Every now and then?
That's right.
And why don't we, now I called you an institution, I had a reason for that. Why don't we just go through the list of the various activities in Putnam that you have provided service for?
Well, I started off on the City Board of Finance in 1975. That's right.
I'm trying to remember what I was doing in 1975.
That's an interesting story because Cam Tatro was the mayor at that time, and he was selling the insurance, John Hancock Insurance. And at that time, he would collect his premiums on a monthly basis door to door. That's how long ago it was.
I talked to other insurance people who did that as well. That's interesting.
And he stopped by my house one day when I lived on Milton Street, and he said, "How would you like to fill a spot on the City Board of Finance? We have a vacancy." And I agreed. A few years later, I got elected to as alderman at large for the city of Putnam from 1977 to 1979. The mayor at that time was Mike Duffy.
Okay.
I got involved with the original charter back in 1977, and that's when we got involved with consolidating the city and the town. We had the city of Putnam, we had the town of Putnam, and it was time to consolidate both of those entities. That was more or less, that was a kind of a painful event, as I remember it. I then went on to serve on the Board of Selectmen from 1980 to 1999. In 1980...
19 years?
Yes, 19 years.
Okay. With or without psychiatric assistance?
With. Okay. I ended up... Kevin Johnston moved to the state level, so a seat became available. So I ended up on the Board of Selectmen along with Bill St. Ange and Bill Simmons. And in those days, there was three of us. There was Bill St. Ange's first selectman, Bill Simmons, and myself. And we were also the zoning board. We were the zoning commission. And we also took care of the welfare. In other words, when people came in for welfare, we determined their eligibility. So it was a good time. The three of us, I think, served for quite a few years. I look back now and I think I served for nine terms that I was undefeated. That, you know, somebody would get put up against me, but I would still end up being successful as a second selectman.
Yeah, I was talking to Attorney St. Ange, and he said that at some point here in Putnam, he was unsuccessful in the election. He went home and his wife was dancing a jig.
Well, that might have been, you see, what happened is after consolidation was finally approved, then the town became a, one government. And it was decided at that time with that particular charter that there would be a mayor and four selectmen. So As it turns out, I wanted to be mayor. Stan Ozog wanted to be mayor. But the town committee wasn't too thrilled about primaries, so Bill Sainage got elected to run for mayor. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he got beat by Everett Shepard.
All right.
And that's when, you know, when Gary had asked me recently, when did a Republican mayor have a Republican majority? That was when it happened. Everett Shepard had Bill Simmons and Peter Serafin, and the minority was myself and Mike Duffy.
Okay.
And we had a pretty good time for 2 years because there was four people that never got along real well.
Only in small town politics. Hey, Bob, I think I'll take a break.
Sure.
And then we'll come back and talk more about this. I always find these discussions interesting. If you want to call in and talk to Bob, you can. It's 860-928-1350. I anticipate doing this for the better part of the first hour. The second hour will probably, in all likelihood, be an open forum. But stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the northeast corner of Connecticut, our dedication to community, our neighbors, and our service organizations runs deep. Hi, I'm Ann Miller, Executive Director of Teague. In a time where so much is changing, we at Teague honor the roots that hold us together while striving to strengthen the limbs that lift us up. Teague programs seek to engage and support people of all ages. We offer a warm embrace that links people to the resources they need to thrive. All that we do is supported by you, the people of Northeast Connecticut. Your grassroots support allows us to continue to nourish individuals and families in our area. Teague's 2017 annual report, created with love by folks in our community, tells our story and asks you to lend a hand. Please know that any gift, be it your time, resources, or food from your garden, is an integral part of our ability to help. Please consider sending a donation today. Together, we can provide all the necessary elements to help each other grow.
Looking for the perfect holiday gifts? Shop local at Modern Lumber True Value, Canal Street in Putnam. Right now, a Milwaukee M12 cordless screwdriver combo kit is just $84.97 and includes a cordless screwdriver and a cordless LED work light. It comes complete with two lithium-ion battery packs, a charger, and 40-piece drive bit kit. Get yours today while supplies last. Tackle your seasonal projects with tools from Modern Lumber True Value, like a DeWalt cordless lithium-ion drill driver kit. It's available now for just $99.99. Each kit includes a drill driver, two lithium-ion compact battery packs, compact charger, and contractor carrying bag. Get this and other great deals on tools and accessories while supplies last. Shop Modern Lumber True Value, Canal Street in Putnam, locally owned. Behind every project is a true value.
It's high school girls volleyball on WINY 1350 AM. The broadcast team makes our way down to Newington High School on Wednesday with a 6 o'clock start time for the CIAC Class L Girls Volleyball Semifinals when the number 7 seed Woodstock Academy Centaurs take on the number 6 seed Joel Barlow Falcons. The Class L Girls Volleyball State Tournament Semifinals on WINY is brought to you by Woodstock Academy, First American Home Loans, Archambault Insurance Associates, Taylor Brook Winery, and Chase Building Supply.
Thompson Auto Care is your full-service auto repair center at the fork of Routes 12 and 131 in North Grosvenordale. Thompson Auto Care is a certified emissions testing station. Call 860-923-2520 for an appointment or stop by today. Thompson Auto Care is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 1. Thompson Auto Care is a certified ASC shop, so you know the work is done right. Thompson Auto Care, locally owned and serving the community in North Grosvenordale.
Do you have a story to tell? Call the WINY Talk Show now. Our telephone lines are open. Call 928-1350.
Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you own. You might use it if you feel better. When you get home.
We are back on the talk show with Barb Garceau, and we are reviewing, I think, the political history of the last generation in Putnam. Do you recall where you left off before the break?
Or? Yeah, I did. I mean,
the list is so long. I'm not insulting you. I'm looking at this list. I hope you kept your place.
I had just completed there was a gap right there in January of 1999 or July of 1999. There's a gap in my career of about 5 years. What had happened back in January of that year, the Putnam Democratic Town Committee had been taken over by a group of people living in West Putnam that were in opposition to the ash landfill. I think the ash landfill probably done me in as a politician, really, to be honest with you. And they got themselves elected to the town committee, and when it came time for the new municipal election of that year, I kind of knew that I wasn't going to get reappointed to the Board of Selectmen.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't
going to be nominated as a candidate.
You're right, as a candidate. Right. You're right. And unfortunately, not only did I lose my seat, but the only African-American woman that ever served on the Board of Selectmen, Dawn Hutchins, was not reappointed. Which was not renominated, which was a real shame. She was a very nice lady, very articulate. She did not primary. She was, you know, the type of person that wasn't going to do that type of thing. Mm-hmm. That was the year that Bob Vance ended up on the Board of Selectmen. Danny Rivero continued on as mayor, and eventually Bob Vance became mayor. And it took almost 4 years for the Democratic Party to get back together and
get on each other's Christmas card list again?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to call it that.
4 years. Killingly, I can recall people talking about stuff that they didn't like that happened like decades before. I mean, never
That's
mind.
Right.
So 4 years sounds like pretty good.
You know, the consolidation issue still persists, or I should say the people in East Putnam, there's still people in East Putnam that did not like that consolidation issue. They didn't like the fact that the city and the town became one at that time.
Yeah.
In 2004, that's when I got back involved again on the Board of Finance. And I served on the Board of Finance in 2004, 2005.
So let me get this straight. You were off for 5 years. You weren't doing it. You were home working, doing whatever Bob Garceau did.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that 5 years, you decided to get involved again, and you were back on the Board of Finance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because what happened was the town committee ended up being repopulized, so to speak. The old people came back, I guess. And then I was asked to serve on the Board of Finance, along with Tony Falzarano. Tony Falzarano was the chairman at that time.
Sure.
Then I made a jump over to my most exciting job, and that was Registrar of Voters from 2005 to 2010.
Hey, in Hartford, they get paid pretty good.
That's right.
Did you read about that? That's insane.
In Hartford?
Yeah.
Oh, they get good money in Hartford.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And they've caused us a lot of grief because of some of the mistakes they've made. And then, of course, it ends up, you know, it's a domino effect, and everybody else has to pay.
I agree.
The registrar's job was nice. I kind of liked that. That was a lot of fun. A lot of pressure. People don't realize how important that position is. They're sort of like, you know, off to the sidelines, but they have a lot of responsibility. If they make mistakes, the state is going to fine them, not the town. Not the town committee.
You personally.
But the individual person has to pay. And that's happened in the surrounding areas, in the surrounding towns here within, you know, the last 5 or 10 years.
Sure.
I've been on the Board of Finance now since 2010. I went back again after I finished off with the Registrar of Voters. I got back. You see, I couldn't be on the Board of Finance and be on a Registrar of Voters at the same time. You can't do that. Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
So I'm on the. I went back on the Board of Finance, and I've been on the Board of Finance since 2010. My term runs out December 5th. I choose not to return this year. I choose not to run again, primarily for health reasons, because I've had some health issues in the last year. And if I can't do the job fully, mm-hmm. Then I'm not going to do it at all. That's my feeling about politics. If you're going to get involved in politics, you got to be fully committed. If you're not, then don't get involved.
You know, and your family has to be fully committed
as well.
That's something people don't realize, but it's true.
And back in 2008, I think it was Bob Vance or Danny Rivera, I'm not sure that, oh, Danny, it was Danny that asked me to get on the Water Pollution Control Authority. I'm not sure why I did that. but my term runs out December 5th, and I'm not coming back.
That's an important board.
It is. It's very complicated.
It is. It's very specialized, and the learning curve for that is very steep. When I was chair of the town council in Killingly, it sounded like I was in a class, a Greek class,
right,
for the first couple of meetings until I began to pick up, you know, what some of the terms meant. It's very important.
And I really enjoyed my time on that board, especially with Jim Shaw as the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Jim went over and beyond what a normal chairman does during the past 8 years that he's been chairman. And he's leaving also at the end of the year. The new chairman is going to be Michael Wozniacki, and he's taking over. And lastly, I just finished serving on the Charter Revision Committee. Talk about, you know, doing it the first time, which was a... That was from scratch, and it was painful, very painful.
I went through one of those. Yeah, I remember.
And working with this committee here that we just finished working with, it was excellent. A great bunch of people to work with. It was so different because when we had the first commission, Charter Revision Commission, there was a lot of arguing going on. In fact, smoking was allowed at that time. I can remember Mike Duffy saying, geez, I wish you guys would hold your smoking till later, because in those days that was not an issue. Of course, there was no internet, there was no telephones, but these meetings that we had in the last couple of years with the present Charter Revision were pleasant, very pleasant.
Okay. Well, Bob, I'm going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and talk some more. Bob Garso, the number here is 860-928-1350. If you want to talk to Bob, you can. I will be right back.
Carrie Blackmar and her family just can't get enough of Longmeadow Automotive in Pomfret Center. Carrie, what's up?
We've just purchased our third car from Karen at Longmeadow. We keep going back because Karen's become a great family friend, and she does a lot with our girls. She gets them involved in community fundraising, and she's donated her hair twice, along with my girls, to Wakes for Kids. We love Karen at Longmeadow because she treats us like family. They are friendly. They care for you. They look out for you. They'll get you anything that you're looking for in a car.
What about you, Morgan?
She's nice. She helps us pick out neat cars. She's fun. And she's always trying to help us. We really like our new car from Longmeadow Automotive.
How about you, Lauren? What do you think?
She loves kids, and she also has a dog named Minnie. Her dog is very nice. My dad got a new car, and we just love it.
Call 928-5363 for Longmeadow Automotive, Gary School Road in Pomfret Center. See them online at longmeadowauto.com.
Life doesn't stop for car trouble. Work, school, dentist appointments. The workout you wouldn't mind skipping. Our cars connect us to our lives. So wouldn't it be reassuring to know that our cars are up to the job? Enter Hum by Verizon, the technology that connects you to your car. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics. Get advice on the go with a certified mechanics hotline. And if Hum detects a collision, it can send help automatically with 24/7 emergency assistance. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at hum.com.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Corplus Credit Union. Hi there, I'm Barbara Zenjon, Real Estate Lending Manager at Core Plus, with some exciting news to share with you. Did you know that Core Plus is one of the leading lenders in Eastern CT? With our experienced staff, competitive rates, fast turnaround times, and diverse programs, we can help you with all your home finance needs. Whether you are buying your first home, upsizing, downsizing, or purchasing a vacation or rental property, we've got you covered. Or if you already own your own home and you're tired of your current mortgage servicer, have high interest rates or payments, we can help with your refinance needs too. Visit our website, coreplus.org, or stop by any of our 8 convenient branch locations, from Putnam to East Lyme, and make sure to ask how you can qualify for a $750 closing cost credit.
Core Plus. Smart banking, community trusted. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA. CPCU.
Jim Pepe of Pomfret talks about his experience with macholitis in Putnam.
My mother-in-law was living independently across the state in Winsted, reached a point where she could not live alone. We couldn't care for her at home, and she needed to go to a place, and macholitis was available, and we found it to be wonderful beyond any of our expectations. One day I'm pushing a wheelchair down a hall away from my mother-in-law's ward, and a housekeeping lady leans her broom against the wall, kneels down in front of her, holds her hand and says, "Magdalena, how are you today?" Wow, I mean, it's common. It's wonderful. Good administration, good medical staff, good family counsel. That makes a place pretty special. I'd recommend this place without reservation.
Quality, excellence, and caring is the promise to you and your family from Macholitis in Putnam. Call 860-963-0245. See them online at macholitisnh.org.
You're invited to a free showing of the movie Silver Bells this Friday night, November 17th at 7 p.m. in the QVCC Auditorium. Silver Bells is the story of a TV sportscaster with a huge ego whose arrogant behavior, captured on video, goes viral and negatively impacts his career and family, causing both to crumble before him. Through humble community service, he discovers God's love and salvation. Don't miss Silver Bells this Friday night at 7 p.m. in the QVCC Auditorium, 742 Upper Maple Street in Danielson. Presented by the Tri-State Christian Movie Ministry.
Over 100 floats, nearly 20,000 spectators. It's the Holiday Dazzle Light Parade, a Northeastern Connecticut tradition. This year, the Holiday Dazzle Light Parade is Sunday, November 26th, 5 p.m. in downtown Putnam. Entry forms are available now at WINY, 45 Pomfret Street, Putnam, and at the Putnam Town Hall. You may download entry forms at WINYradio.com. Make plans to join us as we celebrate 16 years of a Holiday Dazzle Light Parade, Sunday, November 26th at 5 p.m. in downtown Putnam.
Do you have a story to tell? Call the WINY Talk Show now. Our telephone lines are open. Call 928-1350.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
We're back with Bob Garso, an institution, I dare say, in the town of Putnam. So, Bob, you're retiring from active duty on a couple of boards. I guess the first thing I'll ask you is what's next for you? What do you do now?
Well, I'm on the faculty at Quinsigamond Community College. I'm an adjunct faculty up there, and I've been there for 20 years, and I'll continue to teach. So that really never changed along through my throughout my political career.
What are you teaching?
Oh, I teach principles of management, human resource management, and intro to business.
All right.
Some of it is online, some of it is face-to-face.
Okay.
It's something that I enjoy doing. I really, really enjoy that. I'm involved with the Putnam High School Wall of Honor, and I've been on that committee now for 2 years. We're into our second year now, and I really enjoy working on that committee with those folks. I mean, it's just a great group of people led by Ron Kadir, and everybody gets along real fine. It's non-political. I need to get involved with some of this non-political stuff, some of this fun stuff.
Amen, brother.
I'm not going to miss the meetings. I'll be able to spend more time at home. My wife will see me more often. But I know in the past...
Is that going to be a good thing or a bad thing? How long have you been married?
55 years.
God bless you. And she put up with all these meetings all these years?
She has. Yes,
oh,
that's right.
Well, God,
you
bless
know,
her.
And I got to realize the kids, too. I mean, you know...
Yeah.
A little over 40 years, you know, and I have a son that's, 52, so... you know, he was a youngster when I started, so it's been a chore, that's for sure. You got a call?
Yeah, we do. Looks like we do. Let's go there. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, for Mr. Garso. Are you related to Jim Garso?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Are you related to Jim Garso, the carpenter?
I can just.
She wants to know if you're related to Jim Garso, the carpenter.
To who?
Jim Garso?
Yeah, that's my son.
Oh, that's your son? Oh, he built my deck and my addition to my house and my garage.
Okay. She did work for this caller, and she's happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
1996. So that's Jim, and he's got a son. Was it Noah?
Noah?
Yeah.
No. All right. No relation.
No relation.
No.
Oh. Speaking of the Wall of Fame, Mr. Garso, I called when they were...
Can you hear her, Bob?
Yeah, a little bit.
When they were accepting first-round nominations, and they were supposed to send me a nomination and a form, and I never got it.
Oh, okay.
So is that the only way we can nominate someone is by a form, or can we tell you and you can forward it for consideration?
No, the best thing to do is to contact the superintendent's office and have them mail it to you. They should be able to mail you that. Or you can pick one up here, I think, at the radio station. I think they have the forms here.
Yeah. They were supposed to mail me one, and they didn't. But just for the listening audience, I would like to nominate my cousin's son, Stephen Slota. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
He was valedictorian of Putnam High in 2003.
Uh-huh.
And now he's an assistant professor of education at the NEAG School of Education at UConn.
Okay.
So he's a PhD. He was a PhD at 31. So, and he never missed a day of school in the 12 years he was in the Putnam school system. He had perfect attendance.
Uh-huh.
So I feel he should be on that wall.
Okay.
Well, then you need a form.
Yeah,
sounds
like.
I guess I do.
Yeah. Sounds like. And that's probably down the road, Bob, something you can put online. For people to just go in.
I do believe that if she contacts the superintendent's office, I do believe it's online.
Okay.
I believe a lot of this information is online.
All right. Well, just for anybody out there, I wish that he would be on that wall because he's very a very deserving young man.
Okay. And, sounds like it. Sounds like you did a good job.
Well, I didn't do anything, and his mother will tell you she didn't do anything either. It's what he wanted for himself, and she didn't push him, and he wanted it for himself, and he went and got what he wanted for himself, and he's, you know, doing fine. I hope he gets one of those six-figure pensions from the state of Connecticut.
Well, getting it and collecting it down the road is going to be two entirely different questions, mm-hmm. Carol, but we can talk about that next hour if you want.
Very good.
Thanks, love.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bob, I'm going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Huh? Could you say that again? Could you repeat that?
What's that?
Sorry, what did you say?
Huh? Say that again?
I beg your pardon?
I didn't hear you.
Does this sound all too familiar to you? This is Ralph Campagna. If you have hearing loss, you are not alone. For over 30 years, we have provided this community with a wide range of solutions for hearing problems. Today's hearing aids are so discreet, the uncorrected hearing loss is much more noticeable. Let us help you get back into the conversation. We make it easy and affordable.
Call Amplisound today and schedule a hearing consultation. If you're a candidate, you can try before you buy and take a better hearing joyride. Amplisound Hearing Care Centers, with offices in Putnam and Vernon. Call Amplisound today at 860-315-9656 or visit us on the web at amplisound.com. Amplisound, great hearing, excellent value, nearly invisible.
Rachel Johnston at Johnston & Associates Real Estate in Thompson is proud to present Tiger Talk every Thursday morning at 7:25 on WINY. Tiger Talk features Turtelot Memorial High School Athletic Director Deb Spinelli, plus athletes and coaches talking about the good things happening at Turtelot. Tiger Talk is powered by Rachel Johnston at Johnston & Associates Real Estate, Riverside Drive, North Grosvenordale. Call 923-3377 and see them online at johnstonrealestate.net.
The WINY microphones are heading to the Project Pin Food Drive this Saturday at Better Value in Plainfield. The Plainfield Police Department will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations this Saturday and Sunday from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Better Value, 657 Norwich Road in Plainfield. Project Pin is also collecting at Walmart Ranch in Brooklyn, and Big Y in Plainfield. Project PIN, People in Need, needs your help. Please support their food drive this weekend. The Black Friday sales event is going on now at Putnam Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at the corner of Routes 44 and 21 in Putnam. Here's Mark Dexter with the details.
2018 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 with popular equipment group and heated seat. Buy for $25,990, including a $1,000 factory rebate, or lease for just $159 per month.
27 months.
2018 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 Plus package. Buy for just $24,490, including a $3,000 factory rebate, or lease for just $199 per month.
39 months.
2018 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with Hemi engine and tow package. Buy for $35,500, including a $2,000 factory rebate, or lease for just $219 per month.
$3,500 due at signing. 27 months, 10,000 miles per year. Zero security deposit. Tax plus $498, 25 dealer conveyance fee. Extra for qualified buyers through 11/30/17.
Take a test drive today at Putnam Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Gates gets it!
Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Call the WINY Talk Show now and offer your opinion and ideas at 928-1350. Call now and be heard.
Operator, or could you help me place this call?
We are back with Bob Garceau, and now the boss has walked in. Good morning, Gary.
The boss. Oh, man. I'm looking over my shoulder like Karen's here. All right. This is a great show, and I just can't resist. I got to come in and say a couple things to Bob, starting with thank you. And I wonder, for all your years of service, Bob, from where I sit, it seems like a somewhat of a thankless job. Did anyone ever take a minute throughout those years and say, hey, thanks, man, thank you?
Not too many times.
I kind of knew that would be. You hear the complaints. They come to you when they're having a problem or there's an issue, and that's what town government does. They solve those problems. But maybe not so much on the thank you. And that's why we asked you to come here today, Bob, was to say thank you. The numbers are incredible. So over 40 years of service. And a lot of heavy lifting there, too. For example, just this month alone, you're wrapping up service on what committees or commissions?
The Water Pollution Control Authority and the Board of Finance.
Water Pollution Control Authority. That's a laugh a minute. That's some good times.
Either one, Gary, by itself. Yeah. Is a handful.
Yeah.
Is a handful.
So, I mean, just that's two heavy lifting committees, you know, and it's not necessarily fun. It's necessary, and those things have to be done, and I got a lot of respect for you. Let me ask you this. You know, we just had an election. What advice, town-wide, region-wide, there's new people in pretty much every town coming into office, and for some of them, their first time out, their first time as an elected official, what advice would you have for new elected officials, school boards, selectmen's boards, whatever, throughout our region?
They need to take it slow. The best thing you can do is talk to the people that have been in office for a long time. Look at the experienced person. Try to find yourself a mentor to guide you in the right direction as you make some of these decisions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, especially of any of the leadership that's already there.
Is there a highlight in your years of service, something that you're like particularly proud of, like, yeah, that's pretty cool, I had a hand in making that happen?
Well, I look at the ash landfill. The ash landfill, I think, was very controversial at the time, but it did happen. I think it's been the best thing that's ever happened to Putnam. You know, prior to that, consolidation was another touchy issue of consolidating the old city and the town of Putnam. Again, a lot of controversy at the time, but it got done, and it was for the best interest of the people of Putnam. I feel that any decision or anything that I got involved with throughout my career was in the best interest of the people, and not in the best interest of Bob Garceau.
Yeah, and everyone has, you know, everyone dreams and they have a checklist, okay? What are your dreams for our town? Looking forward, what do you dream of? What would be great for us?
Well, you know, we've reached, you know, the downtown area is outstanding. All the activity that we see throughout the community is just great, especially the Putnam Business Association with all their activities. The Y has been a great addition to the community. I'm kind of hoping that they do something with this thing across the street. It's been long in the works, and it's been taking a long time to. I want to see some offices in there. I want to see something in there.
Yeah.
And that's my dream, really, is to see that finished.
Yeah. A week from tomorrow, you will sit at your Thanksgiving table, like all of us, and you'll bow your heads and give thanks for what?
For me, it's my health, because I've had some health issues in the last year, I'm just glad to be alive.
Yeah, good stuff. And I'm glad you mentioned your wife, Marilyn, and your children. I know Roberta, of course. And how many children do you have?
I have three. I have Michael, who lives in Simsbury, and Jim lives in Pomfret.
Always the unsung heroes of the people who serve on selectmen's and selectmen boards and board of finance, school departments. I mean, that's these kids were young; they were little kids, and Dad was out at a meeting, and juggling all of it, juggling work and juggling practice and baseball practice and baseball games and everything that goes with it. A very supportive family and a great family indeed. I just wanted to put my two cents in, Bob. Thanks for letting jump in here. And I wanted to say thanks. Thank you, man. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you and your family as well.
All right, Bob, I'm going to break for the weather, and we'll come back. Callers, please be patient. We're going to make every effort to get to you. I'll be right back.
Windham County weather. Forecast for northeastern Connecticut, sunshine early today, clouds moving in this afternoon near 45, rain showers developing tonight, 36 to 42, morning rain showers tomorrow, then partly sunny breezy, 50 to 55, and sunny breezy, 45 on Friday. Saturday, rain showers developing the afternoon, breezy, 45 to 50, then turning partly sunny breezy and colder on Sunday with a high 45 to 50. This is WINY meteorologist Bill Jackwiman.
Thank you, William. 39 at broadcast house.
If you're looking to purchase a new pellet stove, listen to this offer from Long Pond Hearth and Home in Waurigan. Now through November 30th, buy any pellet stove from their huge selection and get a ton of Somerset pellets absolutely free. Somerset pellets are low ash, high BTU, hardwood pellets. And now through November 30th, you get a free ton with the purchase of any new pellet stove at Long Pond Hearth and Home. Their spacious showroom at 19 South Walnut Street in Waurigan has a huge selection of pellet stoves, plus wood stoves, ventless gas inserts, and freestanding gas stoves. And wait till you see their selection of beautiful Bullfrog hot tubs. Financing is available locally through Core Plus Credit Union. Call 860-779-7500 or stop by 19 Walnut Street in Waurigan. See them online anytime at cthearthandhome.com. Long Pond Hearth and Home is a member of the Northeastern Connecticut Chamber of Commerce and is locally owned and operated.
It's the Ford year-end sales event.
I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive. They're gonna love you. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
When it comes to your automotive needs, who do you think of? If King Cadillac GMC, located at 139 Pomfret Street in Putnam, Connecticut, isn't on your list, why not? Hi, this is Angie Viant-Jandro. King Cadillac GMC has been serving the people of northeastern Connecticut and beyond for over 80 years. That should tell you we're doing something right. It all starts with our third-generation owner, Greg King, who instills in his staff the importance of treating every customer who comes in with respect, honesty, and fairness. Whether you need an oil change, parts, parts, or want to buy a brand new Cadillac, GMC, or even a brand new plow, everyone is treated the same, like royalty. And it's been working for over 80 years. So when your next automotive need arises, give King a try and see for yourself why we've been a trusted family-owned dealership for over 80 years.
Get the royal treatment from King Cadillac GMC. 139 Pomfret Street, Putnam. Call 860-928-KING and see them online at kingcad.com.
Hi, I'm Betty Merrow from the Sunshine Shop at 925 Upper Maple Street in Dayville. It's been 40 years since Gene and I opened the doors of the Sunshine Shop. We've been honored to celebrate your birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, and babies. We put smiles on the faces of your sick friends and honored the memories of your loved ones with floral tributes and cemetery arrangements. We've supported your fundraisers and made life more beautiful, one flower at a time. To say thank you, we're holding a 40th anniversary event on Saturday, November 18th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you're invited. There will be door prizes, discounts, and goodies. Gene and I and our staff would love to thank you in person for all your years of support. If you haven't been to the Sunshine Shop yet, it's the perfect time to come in and find out what 40 years of value and customer service is all about. So come on down Saturday, November 18th, 925 Upper Maple Street in Dayville. And thanks for choosing the Sunshine Shop.
Hi, this is Deputy Chief Lee Konecki of the Putnam Police Department. We're joining forces with the Plainfield Police Department and the Connecticut State Police Troop D to handcuff hunger. We're asking for your support to help us help those in need during the Thanksgiving season. We'll be collecting turkeys and non-perishable foods this Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the following locations: Price Chopper in Putnam, Stop and Shop in Putnam and Dayville, Better Value in Plainfield and Canterbury, and Aldi in Dayville. All donations will benefit your local food pantry and neighbors in need. Thank you for helping us handcuff hunger.
If you're looking for a new oil company, there's a few things you need to consider: service, reputation, and reliability. Safeway Petroleum gets top marks in all categories. Safeway offers automatic delivery, 24-hour service, budget and tank protection plans, discounts on service plans. And Safeway Petroleum is a local family-owned and family-run business, not some big corporation in Oshkosh. Call Safeway today or visit SafewayPetro.com. Safeway, the right way, every day.
Radio W-I-N-Y. We're back on the talk show with Bob Garso. Bob, we got a couple of calls. Let's go there. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Bob. This is Gloria Marion. How are you, Bob? And Bob, what are the odds of having two Bobs on this morning?
Well, I don't know.
I presently sit on the Board of Finance with Bob Garso, and yeah, I have to tell you a story. When a few years back, I sat on the board as an alternate. I had been asked if I would fill in. They had a hard time getting people to sit on the alternate positions because you're not always aware of what's going on. And
it's tough
they
to stay awake.
Randomly. Yeah. Well, that too. But it's tough to get people to serve. And I remember Bob contacting me and saying, hey, you know, we really need you on the Board of Finance as an alternate. Would you, you know, consider it? And I said to him, I don't think you know who you're asking to sit on the Board of Finance. I said, this is really not my venue. He said, I will help you. I will walk you through it. And so based on that, I agreed. I have to tell you, it's going to be hard not having him sit on the Board of Finance. After I served as an alternate, I ran for the Board of Finance. I ran because of Bob, to be perfectly honest with you. When he talked about having mentors, I don't know if Bob remembers this, but I've, in one of the meetings that we had, on a lighter note, I said, when I grow up, I want to be like Bob Garso. And I got to tell you, you know, he did exactly what he said he would do. He helped me through it, walked me through it. He gave a lot of good advice, and he was right when he said, you know, when you come on any board, you really do have to listen, listen and kind of learn your way through it. You know, when anyone sits on these boards for the first time, it's nerve wracking, actually.
Sure.
You know, that you're on the record for what you say and the decisions that you may make. But I just wanted to say that, having sat on the Board of Finance with Bob for the last few years, he's made that whole transition for me so much easier. And I'm far from knowing everything I need to know, but if it weren't for Bob, who, you know, sat side to me, I wouldn't have learned half of what I know.
Thank you, Gloria.
He made me feel comfortable, and so I just wanted to say we're going to miss you, Bob. And also I wanted to, you know, mention your family, too, and say that it's a sacrifice for them, and want your wife and your family to know that the town of Putnam appreciates all you've done. So,
thank you very much, Gloria.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on. I think we have another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Bob's wife.
God bless you, ma'am.
And I want to tell you the real story.
Uh-oh.
No, just very quickly, when Bob came out of the Air Force, he worked at Pratt Whitney for 32 years. And in that time, we had gotten married, had three kids. After he retired from Pratt Whitney, in spite of having his master's degree, he took up a little spare time working at the local supermarket and Walmart until he went on to work for a local company and began teaching. Of course, politics came into that. And I remember Cam Tatro coming to the house and asking Bob, would you be alderman at large? Bob was thrilled. He said, I always wanted to be involved in town politics. So that's where it started. But in the middle of that, we had three kids. He never missed a football game, never missed a baseball game, never missed a basketball game. He even went when he didn't know anybody that was playing. But people talk about, you hear politicians with the quote around it, and it's not always in a positive thing. But there's not much glory in this. There's very, very little economic advantage to this. And the people that do it, and I know it from firsthand, they give their time, they're away from the house, there are other things that could be happening. I don't think Bob has ever missed a meeting, never. But they never get thank you either. You know, when there's a disagreement, But one good thing about Bob's overall thing, there hasn't been much controversy in the politics. It's been pretty smooth. You know, it's been a nice ongoing process where there's no big arguments or big disagreements or anything like that. And I'm proud of him. I mean, I read about some of the meetings in the papers after, and I go, How did you keep your cool on that one? You know, it was just, that's why I don't go to public meetings, because I wouldn't be good at that. Okay. But he did it. He did it all. And he just sailed through, and you mention his name, and everybody knows him. You go to Canada, and he runs into somebody he knows. But he was proud to serve, and I was proud to have him serve. And I could tell you other stuff, but... You know, I don't want.
Bob, you're not going to get a better tribute than that.
No, I guess not.
Seriously,
no,
you know, if your spouse can say that, you know, and I mean this after all those years, then man, that's icing on the cake.
Yes, you're right.
All right.
You know, just one other thing. He was recently, well, not a year ago, he was at St. Francis, and a friend of his was the head of cardiologists there, and he had been talking to Bob before about what was going on, and I talked to him out in the hall, and he had said, don't worry, Bob, I'll be there. And when I went out to talk to him, I says, we really appreciate it. He says, well, I had to. This is Bob Garso. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary. Love you.
Love you.
All right. Thank you. Let's get this one in. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, it's Willie Busket calling, and as far as recreation goes, Bob Garso was everywhere. That guy was, just like his wife said, he was at baseball games, football games, basketball games. I look over my shoulder, there's Bob Garso. He was all over the place. So I commend him for the time and effort that he put into our community, and he will be missed. And I hope that he'll still stay involved in some fashion, and it's always a pleasure to have Bob Garso around in our community, because he's someone who is a role model for citizens in our community. I want to thank him, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Willie.
All right, Bob, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Econk Hill Turkey Farm is still taking orders for fresh, pasture-raised Thanksgiving turkeys. There's nothing like it. You can also order amazing apple, pumpkin, blueberry, and pecan pies. You can download the order form at their website, econkhillturkeyfarm.com, or stop by the farm store, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. And be sure to bring home some delicious, creamy Mountain Dairy eggnog from Econk Hill Turkey Farm, 227 Econk Hill Road in Sterling. Family-operated and locally owned.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Life doesn't stop for car trouble. Work, school, dentist appointments. The workout you wouldn't mind skipping. Our cars connect us to our lives. So wouldn't it be reassuring to know that our cars are up to the job? Enter Hum by Verizon, the technology that connects you to your car. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics. Get advice on the go with a certified mechanics hotline. And if Hum detects a collision, it can send help automatically with 24/7 emergency assistance. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com.
When you were growing up, did you ever have a challenging homework assignment that led you to seek advice from your parents? Maybe they didn't give you the answers directly. Instead, they encouraged you to pursue the best sources of information. If that wasn't enough, they supported you to find the necessary help from the people most qualified to provide it. They wanted you to put effort into the research because that provides the most options towards making an informed decision. When it's time to help mom or dad make a choice about long-term nursing care, the same logic applies. Search for U.S. News & World Report's America's Best List. Then visit CMS.gov, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid's web resource for identifying five-star nursing facilities. You'll only see one facility with five stars in all of these categories, Westview Healthcare Center. Once you've studied these facts, take a closer look by visiting westviewhcc.com. Better yet, visit the facility in person to truly witness the Westview way. Westview Healthcare Center, 150 Ware Road, Dayville, Connecticut.
We're back on the talk show with Bob Garceau. And Bob, the hour is up. Mm-hmm. So are you going to fly south to warmer environs, or are you going to hang around here?
I'm going to hang around here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Well, that's good news, because that means you're available for those who step up and begin to take your place and the place of others.
So, yep.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. I've met you before, but we never had a discussion like we had this morning. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for your service. This is 1350 AM WINY in Putnam, Radio Free Putnam. We're going to break for the news, and then we'll be back.